So what you see is that in these dry seasons, farmers will be checking the forecasts 10, 20, 30 times a day because they just don't know what's coming on the horizon. So there's a degree of anxiety about what is coming their way.
I mean, the very nature of farming is fairly unpredictable. Do you think it is notably kind of exacerbated more than normal?
I would say it would be, absolutely. You're absolutely right in saying that farming's always been contingent upon the vagaries of the weather, but what we've got to understand is that the West Australian Wheat Belt was renowned as having the most stable winter climate, one of the most stable climates in Australia, but now become one of the most variable areas in terms of broadacre farming. So it's definitely exacerbating worries about the weather, I think, because particularly talking to the older farmers, they were saying to me that they could remember a time when they just didn't worry about the weather, whereas now they certainly do.
So you were saying that farmers were, you know, checking their phones 10, 20, 30 times in a day for weather forecasts. Were there any other examples of anxiety-ridden behaviour that you witnessed?
You also see farmers turning to really long-range forecasts as well. So I found some farmers that were keeping an eye on weather conditions off the Horn of Africa and tracking storm systems from Africa across the Indian Ocean all the way to the Wheat Belt, keeping an eye on what was coming their way because they were just so desperate for the next rain. So during really dry conditions or dry seasons, you can see the landscape actually begins to degrade and becomes highly subject to wind erosion. And you see in times during wind erosion that farmers will actively shut themselves inside, close all the curtains in an attempt to remove themselves from an environment that's just become too painful to watch. One woman even told me about putting herself to bed and pulling the doona over her face because she just couldn't stand watching the land blow and she couldn't stand watching the land degrade like that. I think that was one of the most powerful things that came from my research was that once the land starts to degrade, it really goes against farmers' sense of identity as a land steward. They absolutely hate it. You can imagine too, where else do you go on the farm when it starts blowing like that? You can't escape it.
Now, seasonal affective disorder tends to affect people living in countries with long, dark winters, but according to your study, we're starting to see cases of that disorder here. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, well, this was really interesting, actually. I was having a chat to a local GP who serviced a few centres in the central wheat belt, and he described these seasonal patterns of distress. So he was saying that farmers were experiencing this from lack of rainfall, this what he called a seasonal affective disorder, this seasonal pattern of distress because the rains just weren't coming like they used to. So you could imagine that farmers plant a crop, they spend a lot of money putting that crop in, and then they're waiting for the next rains to come. And then when they don't come, that tension, that anxiety builds. And then you start seeing these forecasts checking behaviours emerge and the rest of it. And so you see this happening year after year after year, and it becomes like a seasonal pattern almost of farmers planting their crop, the rain's not coming, and then farmers getting quite anxious about the next rains coming. And this local GP described it in terms of seasonal affective disorder, which I found was a really, really interesting way of putting it.
2015 was just named as the hottest year ever. What can we do on a very local level? Because, you know, these mental health issues do sound fairly pressing.
Yeah, well, at a local level, what I'd be saying is that we've already got some capacity in the Wheat Belt in terms of our mental health services. I think there's definitely scope to look at injecting a bit more money into this area to help our counsellors be able to get out to more communities and more farmers who are struggling. I'd also say to farmers, don't expect things to go back to what they were like back in the 80s or 90s. We're now living in a fundamentally new climate, and we can expect, unfortunately, these conditions that we've seen over the last 10 years to continue on. So farmers need to be prepared to expect seasonal variability and to expect dry conditions.